Now, we're going to run it the way you ran a training drill, hand mimicry. See? This is entirely different than hand mimicry. Let's run this like hand mimicry. Yeah. All right. You're supposed to follow and contribute to this motion. All right. Did you follow and contribute? No. Did you follow and contribute to the motion? I don't think you did. I don't think you did that one either. I'm going to have to do that one over again. I think that was pretty bad. Did you follow and contribute to that? I don't think you did. This was correct. Yeah, that's a very critical level of auditing, wouldn't it be? Well, it's not run that way. This is hand-space mimicry. I'm going to make a motion with this hand and then with this hand, and I want you to follow and contribute to that motion. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Did you follow and contribute to that motion?
Yes.
All right. Good. Now I want you to follow and contribute to this motion. All right. Did you follow and contribute to that motion?
Mm-hmm.
Good. In other words, the pre-clear is the judge of this thing. Got it? We don't nag him. Now let's do a wild one here. All right. I want you to follow and contribute to that motion.
Which one?
Throw your hand way out. Now, did you follow and contribute to that motion?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all there is to it. All right. We go on with the next auditing command. In other words, when we get into CCH, we don't do critical auditing. We just do it. But we ask him in this particular level if he did it. And if he did it, in his opinion, he did it. I've seen fellows running this in quite different fashion with no results. It just doesn't work. The critical, you know. The auditor didn't think he did it, so he makes him do it again. Well, we'll get a much better idea of it in this one. Now, hand space mimicry goes from there. Oh, I better show you the rest of hand space mimicry. After we've got the pre-clear so that he can do that a bit and rather accurately, we impose a tiny little bit of space between the hands. Now, we're going to put a little space between our hands, and I want you to follow and contribute to this motion, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, you follow and contribute to that motion?
Yes.
All right. Actually, we can widen the space out. See, first it's tight together, then a little bit of space, and then a little bit more space, a little bit more space. And if he gets doubtful at any time or something like that, well, we close up our space. Got that?